Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and take a look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat not trading on the board, no trade in the pit. July at 7.55, down 1¾. May wheat in Chicago at 6.96¼, up 3¼. July, 7.03¼, up a half. May corn, 6.82¼, up 3½. July, 6.39¼, up 2¾. December at 5.34¼, down 4. May soybeans, 14.49¾, up 5¼. July at 13.69¾, now 70, up 3/4. And November at 12.07¾, up a half. May soybean meal, 4.14.50, up 140. July, 4.01.50, up 30. May soybean oil, 48.64, down a nickel. July is 48.72, down 4 cents. June live cattle, 121.05, down 25. May feeder cattle, 137.07½, down 132.5. And May lean hogs are 90.87½, and they are down 17.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Anybody planning your way today?
They're out a little bit. We had a little shower about 5:30 this morning, but it was less than a tenth of an inch. We expect to see the planters rolling about noon over here today. We've seen quite a bit of planting in our area, Friday and Saturday of last weekend. And I think that, northwest of here, we saw quite a bit of corn going in the ground yesterday.
So when we come back next Monday, what number are we at?
What number are we at? Well, that's going to depend on what the weather comes in Thursday through Saturday, Dave. And, of course, that's the one we're really watching to see if we're going to get extended planting carried on. But it does look like we're going to see a little warmer temperatures. And, the markets today are telling us that we are going to see a little more planting take place this week.
In fact, the market has made no adjustment thus far in its thinking.
Well, I think that basically what they're saying is we've got big equipment, we've got a window of opportunity, and they still feel we've got a chance to get a lot of this corn timely planted.
And they're saying it's all going to go in the ground and no yield loss, essentially.
Well, that's what computers say. They don't really know growing conditions. But I think along the way that we have to take a look at things and see how what conditions it does get in the ground and how it does emerge. I think that's going to be a big problem that we have going forward in some of the areas where the soil temperature is maybe still quite low, where it maybe gets put in extra wet ground, or depending on if the rains continue timely, whether it goes into ground that gets hard as cement.
Is enough of that question in your mindset that we could begin to talk about a crop closer to 14 billion bushels?
Oh, I think basically most of us are thinking that 14 billion bushel crop when it's all said and done. Now, I think that you have to take some acres off. I think that you have to take some production off and just some prevented planting off in some of the areas that will be actually be out there. So, but 14 billion is still a big crop.
So would it be fair to, if you were going to take a million acres off and based off the March report, that would be a big move. Usually you don't see that kind of a move off the March report. So if you see a million acres less and you come in with any kind of yield under 160, you could begin to look at a crop that has a 13 handle.
Yeah, that's very possible, Dave. For right now, generally the report that we'll see on Friday doesn't change the acreage that much on this one. A lot of times we are late planting. They will adjust a little bit on the yield along the way, but we don't look for a big acreage change going into this report. Now, is the reality that there will probably be some sort of acreage reduction? Oh, of course there is. I mean, stop and think. There's areas that still have snow on. There's areas that are excess in water in the Red River, places like that. They'll either switch to beans, and we've seen in the Mid-South a lot of switching of corn to Milo.
Okay, so let's put that aside for a moment, and then let's talk about the WASDE on Friday. The other big issue, it seems to me, is what USDA comes in for its ultimate carry in for 2013. Will USDA recognize that basis suggests that corn is not out there, regardless of what they're counting right now, and make a lower the carry in such a way that it makes the market have a little bit of a pop on the weekend?
If that's what they actually do, it will make a pop into the weekend, Dave, and that will be a very positive thing. Unfortunately, we see that they should probably increase the exports on beans. We're not seeing that they will probably do that in corn. Now, that's just my guesstimate. Mm-hmm. Would we think they should? We might argue that point a little differently than what we say we think they'll do.
Risk is still to the downside in both corn and beans, correct?
Basically, you'd have to say that it is as far as the new crop, especially. Dave, I mean, I don't know that the risk is so heavily to the downside in old crop because we still have tremendously tight situations out there. Raising the basis hasn't seemed to move much more corn or beans. One of the news wires this morning was stating that the Cargill Lafayette bean plant is going to close mid-May because of its inability to buy beans. We heard that corn was 40 over the July on the Upper Illinois River this morning. And, we're seeing corn over a dollar or beans over a dollar in a lot of places over the board, and they're still not buying what they would like to buy. So, old crop stuff continues to remain tight, and planting delays, of course, accentuate that we won't have more supplies as early as usual this year.
So the question then becomes, how much old crop corn and beans do you think is still in the countryside?
How much do I think is still there? I think there's less than the government is telling us. I think that they're very tight stocks. We don't know hardly anybody in our area that has any large volume of corn or beans left at this point in time, Dave. I think that we've seen a lot of corn and beans come from the Northwest into our areas here. There's been a lot of trains shipped into Linden and Decatur and different places of corn that come in on Canadian national cars.
So how much corn will have to come in through export between now and harvest?
Well, there's talk that there's corn going to be coming into the East Coast down there, one probably within the next week sometime, maybe in a boatload of beans. And Tyson basically has made the comment there might be more to come down the road. In fact, there's a lot of talk that if they can get things cleaned up in their ports in time, that actually a boatload of bean meal might be coming down on the East Coast.
So given everything we talked about this morning thus far and everything as of right now, what are some of the better marketing strategies that you would have for people?
Well, I think, if you're fairly sold up on any old crop corn or beans, it's time to sit and wait at least to the report on a Friday and see what sort of basis levels you can do on those. The new crop, unfortunately, we have to continue to say above 550 while we're a seller of some rallies if you haven't got up to 30 or 40%. The beans, in the same respect, we'd like to get somewhere close to the 1250 if we can see a little bit of bounce back in that. If we can get the corn actually planted and going good here, we could see a 10 or 15 cent bounce in the beans fairly easy, just out of the ideas that the corn's going to get planted and there isn't going to be acreage shifted over.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you, David.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current take in the marketplace, July wheat in Kansas City is at 757 and a quarter, up a half. May wheat in Chicago, 696 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. July at 702 and a half, down a quarter. May corn, 682 and a quarter, up 3 and a half. July, 639, up 2 and a half. December at 533 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 1449 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a quarter. July, 1371 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a half. November, 1208 and a quarter, up 1. May soybean meal, 415.10, up $2. July is 402.40, up 120. May soybean oil, 48.64, down a nickel. July is 48.70, down 6 cents. June live cattle, 120.97 and a half, down 32 and a half. and May feeders at 136.85 down 155. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.